wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Good job last night on the town hall meeting, Roland.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Where are you this morning?
Actually headed to Chicago as we speak, and then off to Memphis on Thursday. So one of those weeks. One of those weeks. But it was all good. Tom, the conversation continues, not just with Baltimore, because our focus was Baltimore and beyond. We saw, you know, Tamir Rice's mom is, you know, moving into a shelter because I can't live next to the house, next to the place where he was killed, and just more of these stories around the country, and we're focused on that, and people are still confused about these different aspects of justice. And so we called up Mitwin Charles, legal analyst, who joins us right now. And Mitwin, but before I deal with the charges there in Baltimore, explain to people how this happens. How can a cop be accused of murder and get $250,000 bail, yet a protester who busted out the window of a police car gets bail set at $500,000?
Good morning, Roland. You know what? Those are excellent questions. This is something that I think a lot of people miss, people who don't participate in the justice system regularly. Don't really understand how much power and how much discretion a prosecutor as well as a judge has when they issue bail. A lot of different factors go into determining how much bail is. A lot of time they look at whether the person has a past criminal history, what sort of flight risk they might pose. And also, I think we are looking at how people view loss of property versus loss of black life. I hate to say it, but when you look at the numbers, it's incredibly glaring. And when you look at the reaction of the police commissioner as well as the mayor to the looting as opposed to their reaction to the death of Freddie Gray, I think it says it all. I think people need to really pay attention to what those reactions are
right,
and how those reactions are different.
Now, I see Alan Dershowitz, I see Dan Abrams, I see all these people on television saying that Marilyn Mosby, the prosecutor, she overcharged these cops, and they're likely going to walk. It's going to make it difficult for a conviction, and they're going to easily get off. What in the hell are they talking about?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's entirely too soon to determine whether or not these police officers are going to get off. But let me tell you one thing that I do think is going on. I think that in America, it's so difficult to arrest, indict, prosecute, and secure a conviction for police officers that are involved in shooting deaths of citizens that it's become the status quo. So whenever we see a prosecutor acting against the status quo, I think people are shocked. I really do. I think that people are surprised that she came out with these charges. I think people are surprised that she did it in a very swift manner, which I think is fine. I don't have any problem with how quickly she did it. I think that she had investigators on the job who know what they're doing. They're skilled. They're experienced. They've done this before. This is all that they do. It doesn't take that long to come back with charges. So when you hear someone like a Harvard professor, Alan Dershowitz, legal analyst Dan Abrams, saying that, you know, they think that the person's going to be acquitted, the police officers are going to be acquitted, it's way too soon. We don't know every single fact that she has at her disposal. We haven't seen the report that her investigators have put together. I just think it's too speculative to make that assumption at this point.
One of the things we were talking about this morning, Roland, was the police officers were responding to whether he had an illegal weapon in terms of the knife, the switchblade that he had, that Freddie Gray had on him. And Tom and Jay and I would keep going back to, why was he arrested in the first place? Are we talking about that, Mitwin?
Right. And that's a good question. And one of the things that Marilyn Mosby said in her press conference was that he was illegally arrested. Now, what surprises me about that, as to hear a prosecutor say that, is with my experience here in New York as a criminal defense attorney, I see that happen all the time. I see people get arrested all the time by mistake. They really weren't doing anything wrong, and then they get let go. But I think because of what happened to Freddie Gray in the aftermath, the fact that he died, the fact that he suffered these injuries, I think is a sort of glaring red flag for this prosecutor. The switchblade that was found on Freddie Gray after he was detained was legal under Maryland law. And I think it's very important for Marilyn Mosby to point that out, because the trend we're seeing across America when it comes to interactions between police officers and young black men is a lot of these young black men are dying after interactions with police officers for minor infractions. You know, that, and I think that that's what makes this so
selling loose
glaring.
Cigarettes.
Right, yeah. Selling loose yeah. cigarettes, being, you know, child support, Walter Scott being shot in the back. We're not talking about Tsarnaev, who bombed the Boston Marathon, killed people, maimed people. We're not talking about James Holmes, who walked to a movie theater, shot and killed 12 people. By the way, these two people are alive and are able to stand trial and go and enjoy their due process and go through the entire process. But I digress. But I think that that's what makes this so glaring, is that this is a minor thing, and there is and it's just egregious and outrageous that Freddie Gray died. And for people to say that they're shocked at these charges, it makes no sense. Freddie Gray woke up fine that morning and ended up dead while in police custody. Clearly, a crime might have been committed.
Gotcha.
You know, Roland, it all boils down to, do Black Lives Matter?
Yes. I mean,
it
absolutely.
All goes down to, do Black Lives Matter?
Absolutely. Wow. Re-airing of the town hall first hour today at 9 a.m., re-airing of the second hour tomorrow at 9 a.m. on TV One.
Good job.
Good job, Roland.
Thank you so very much.
All right. Do Black Lives Matter?
Nope.
Not in this justice system.
We've got an answer.
Matters, but yeah. Not Black Lives.